And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadi karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison, Kilitary Industrial Corporation, in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And for the next hour, your radio, your iPod, your PC, your laptop will be veganized for your protection by me, Bob Linden, animal liberation, Miti-a-infiltrator. You know, it's not easy to infiltrate the Miti-a, you know, the ABC, NNBC, CBS, PBS, Fox censorship channel, funded by meat, and the drugs that that are peddled to, you know, supposedly cure the diseases caused by meat, and also funded by the war machine, which runs on meat. So it's really not easy to infiltrate even presidential candidates. The most brilliant of presidential candidates, like Dennis Kucinich, definitely had a problem and couldn't quite figure out Miti-a infiltration, as he was censored right out of the presidential race. And for that, I will never forgive NBC, unless, of course, it wants to carry Go Vegan with Bob Linden on its radio stations. I will never buy another product advertised on NBC. I will never again buy a dirty bomb nuclear device from NBC's parent company, GE. And I will, I'll simply from now on get my depleted uranium elsewhere. That's the way it's going to be. People contacted me at bob@goveganradio.com over the past few weeks asking why there were no new programs on Air America. Air America was running the worst of Go Vegan with Bob Linden for a few weeks. Some people thought it had something to do with the writer's strike, but as most people who have listened to this program over the past 7 years or so know, what writers, what writing, after all? No, we tried to do our syndication through Air America, and it was an interesting 6 months, but I just don't think I was quite getting my money's worth related to some, let's say, internal network technical problem, shall we say. So I figured, well, why pay someone so much money when I could mess up, you know, maybe for less of a price, or at least the same price. So that's what I'm doing. I'm eliminating the middle network and going direct. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Air America and its on-air hosts. They do a terrific job of describing the most monumental problems we face today. And if you're just tuning into this show for the first time, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, this is the program with all the answers to those problems. And I'm not pretending to be some know-it-all genius. You know, I mean, any George W. Bush can remember two words, and those two words are Go Vegan. There it is. We just solved all the problems of our country. We just solved all the problems of the world. Remember those two words, Go Vegan. Nothing solves more of the world's problems than you doing just that, because nothing causes more of the world's problems than meat and dairy consumption. That is the fact. What's your problem, huh? War, global warming, heart disease, energy crises, water shortages, cancer, deforestation, violence. They're all solved when we all go vegan. And you don't have to be an Einstein, you know, but it was Einstein who said that the best hope for the survival of all life on planet Earth is our transformation to a vegetarian diet. And just for the sake of definition, by the way, on this program, when we talk vegetarian, we mean complete vegetarian, vegan, one who consumes no animal products whatsoever. I will not help the dairy and poultry and fish industries to laugh all the way to the bank because people think that they're vegetarian if they have a fish dinner or a cheese omelet and a glass of milk for breakfast. Perhaps we can look at those people as advanced stage pre-vegan thinkers, but lacto-ovo, or whatever you want to call them, really that accomplishes nothing. They represent the same health risks to you, risks to the environment, and torture and death for animals in those concentration camps known as factory farms. Waterboarding would be a vacation for what those animals have to endure on the factory farms or in research labs. Each of those is a Guantanamo in itself or a Guantanamo, and every day is 9/11 for the animals. No, and nobody needs meat or dairy. I mean, so it's all unnecessary suffering. In fact, meat and dairy cause 80 to 90% of disease in this country. Go to T. Colin Campbell's archived interview at goveganradio.com just a few weeks ago. You'll get the scientific data to support this. So all of these animals are tortured and killed, 10 billion in this country. That's 10,000 million in the U.S. each year. And that's just to kill millions of Americans as we consume them, and millions of animals die in research labs while what we're trying to discover is the cure to our diet, our diet of disease and death, and it's kind of a suicidal diet. Anyway, what a great country we have here. We have a great country to improve. 3/4 of Americans feel we're on the wrong path. We're headed in the wrong direction. And when we asked for direction from our misleaders, they said go shopping. They should have said go vegan. Now, you may think I'm prejudiced in my opinions because I'm a tree-hugging cow lover. You know, well, look at what was written in America's newspaper of record. You know, the New York Times, which is the most credible newspaper in the country, except you know, when it's talking about war in Iraq. But anyway, there was this article, January 27th, New York Times, The World, Rethinking the Meat Guzzler by Mark Bittman. He said a sea change, I'm quoting here, a sea change in the consumption of a resource that Americans take for granted may be in store. Something cheap, plentiful, widely enjoyed, and a part of daily life. And it isn't oil, it's meat. The two commodities share a great deal. Like oil, meat is subsidized by the federal government. Like oil, meat is subject to accelerating demand as nations become wealthier, and this in turn sends prices higher. Finally, like oil, meat is something people are encouraged to consume less of as the toll exacted by industrial production increases and becomes increasingly visible. Global demand for meat has multiplied in recent years, encouraged by growing affluence and nourished by the proliferation of huge confinement animal feeding operations. These assembly line meat factories consume enormous amounts of energy, pollute water supplies, generate significant greenhouse gases, and require ever-increasing amounts of corn, soy, and other grains, a dependency that has led to the destruction of vast swaths of the world's tropical rainforests. Just recently, the president of Brazil announced emergency measures to halt the burning and cutting of the country's rainforests for crop and grazing land. In the last 5 months alone, the government says 1,250 square miles were lost. The world's total meat supply was 71 million tons in 1961. In 2007, it was estimated to be 284 million tons. Per capita consumption has more than doubled over that period. In the developing world, it rose twice as fast, doubling in the last 20 years. World meat consumption is expected to double again by 2050. This is totally unsustainable. We need another planet Earth. That's what we need. Let me skip ahead a little bit in the article here. It says, growing meat, it's hard to use the word raising when applied to animals in factory farm, uses so many resources that it's a challenge to enumerate them all. But consider, an estimated 30% of the Earth's ice-free land is directly or indirectly involved in livestock production. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, which also estimates that livestock production generates nearly a fifth of the world's greenhouse gases, more than transportation. So there are all of these. It's a wonderful article in the Times. A geophysicist calculated that if Americans were to reduce meat consumption by just 20%, it would be as if we all switched from a standard sedan, a Camry, to an ultra-efficient Prius, for example. More and more people are making the switch as they see what's needed and what the environmental impact is, profound on the environment. Nearly 3/4 of all water quality problems in the nation's rivers and streams, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. So check out that article if you have a chance. Coming up on today's program, we have Nathan Winograd. He's coming up with his attorney. He filed a lawsuit against the shelters, the L.A. County shelters. Nathan Winograd coming up with his attorney. Let's see. We also have Michelle Ali Grubb coming up from Peaceful Pasture. And, you know, we support this show with tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Go to GoVeganRadio.com to make a donation. It's really expensive now, part of the Green Radio Network. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from Farm Fresh to You, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from VeganEssentials.com. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com. Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic, vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Yes, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, now part of the Green Radio Network. And we're on in Miami on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock on WINZ 940. Also, Green 960 in San Francisco, Saturdays at 1 p.m., KTLK AM 1150, Saturdays at 4 p.m. We're coming to Seattle soon, KPTK 1090. That'll be Saturdays at 7 p.m. coming soon. And New York on March 2nd, Sundays at 5 p.m. And it takes a lot of money to get on the airwaves, about $4,500 each week required, so you can help. Please help. This is your show. It's the show for the animals. Donate online at GoVeganRadio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. The information's at the website also, and your donations are tax deductible. There's Free Spay Day 2008 coming up. It's next Sunday, February 24th, in the Los Angeles area at the shelters San Pedro, Studio City, West Valley City Shelter, South L.A. City Shelter, and the North Central City Shelter, where that's the one for feral cats only, or the one where feral cats can be spayed and neutered. For information on this, go to spaydayla.com, spaydayla.com, and make your reservations. Totally free spay and neuter day next Sunday. And that's part of the solution. We have somebody here with us today, Nathan Winograd, who wants to be part of the solution, the director of the National No-Kill Advocacy Center, a graduate of Stanford Law School and a former criminal prosecutor and attorney. He was the director of operations for the San Francisco SPCA and executive director of the Tompkins County SPCA, most successful, two of the most successful shelters in the nation. And he also has a new book. It's called Redemption, The Myth of Pet Overpopulation and the No-Kill Revolution in America. Welcome, Nathan.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
It's great to have you here. And in moments, we will be talking with your attorney because you're a plaintiff on a case against the L.A. County shelters. And we'll be talking to Orly Degani moments from now, a very active attorney in the field of animal rights and animal rights law. What have you been up to, Nathan?
Well, in addition, obviously, to the lawsuit against Los Angeles County, the No-Kill Advocacy Center has been working on a number of attempts nationwide to reduce rates of shelter killing, and one of those that I'm most proud of is in Reno, Nevada, a community that, for example, just to give your listeners some perspective, a community that takes in over three times the number of dogs and cats per capita than Los Angeles, and certainly over twice as many as the national average. They've initiated a series of programs and services that we've advocated for them that we like to collectively call the No-Kill Equation. And in 1 year, Bob, they reduced rates of shelter killing by over 50%. They've increased adoption of shelter animals by as high as 85%. And they are now saving 92% of all the dogs going through their community shelters and just shy of 80% of all cats virtually overnight, proving that shelter killing is less a function of too many or not enough homes and more of a function of how shelters operate.
And there can be improvements, I take it, in L.A. City and L.A. County. And you have a lawsuit now against the L.A. County, and Orly Degani is the attorney on the case, and people may know her from some high-profile animal rights cases representing representing the kangaroos against Viva, representing Viva and the kangaroos against importation of their products, and also the declawing in West Hollywood. And Orly also taught animal law at USC. And welcome, Orly.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. Tell us about this case now with Nathan and the other plaintiffs related to the shelters.
Yeah, we filed our lawsuit in December against L.A. County and the L.A. County Department of Animal Care and Control. Nathan's No-Kill Advocacy Center is one of three plaintiffs. We have two other individual plaintiffs. The lawsuit was filed after we made several attempts, and our clients made several attempts to resolve the issues with L.A. County and their shelter system on an informal basis. There have been a series of complaints by our plaintiffs and also other individuals for many years regarding violations of law by the LA County shelter system. Things like not holding animals for the required period of time to allow members of the public an opportunity to find them and adopt them, or if the animals are lost, to allow their owners time to reclaim them, not providing veterinary care to the animals, and things of that nature that are absolutely mandated by law. And when our efforts failed, we filed a lawsuit in order to force the county shelter system to comply with its legal obligations.
Mm-hmm. And Nathan, why are you a plaintiff?
Well, Bob, I mean, you know, just contrasting, you know, Reno, Nevada with Los Angeles County, for example, we always want to help shelters save lives when they're willing to do so. And in fact, that's why the No-Kill Advocacy Center exists. We've got people here who have worked in and created no-kill communities. We've got everything from operations manuals to we can help set up programs and increase rates of life-saving, but ultimately we have an obligation to the animals who can't speak for themselves. And when shelters like the Los Angeles County Department of Animal Control refuse to willingly implement not just the programs that save lives, but fail to follow basic and what I would argue are minimal safeguards, then we have no choice but to take the next step and force them to do so with all the means that the law gives us. And, you know, following up to Orly's comment, we're talking about really egregious acts like letting animals who are sick suffer and die without being given a veterinary care, and really just filthy conditions. In fact, we have videos and photographs of conditions at LA County Shelter on our website at nokilladvocacycenter.org, really just stuff that will basically turn your stomach, and this goes on every single day, and ultimately thousands of animals are at risk for this.
Hmm. And Nathan, when I was talking with you the other day, you mentioned, and Orly, you might address this, that there's a freedom of speech aspect to this lawsuit, too?
There is. One of the things that's happened is that one of our plaintiffs is a person, is a rescuer who pulls animals out of the LA County shelter system on a regular basis. And as a result of her complaints, and also as a result of the filing of this lawsuit, the county has taken retaliatory action against her and basically has denied her the opportunity to continue to pull animals from the shelter. So she now can no longer help those animals, and that, we are contending, is a violation of her civil rights and her right to free speech and her right to petition the government for redress of grievances. So we are addressing that issue in our lawsuit. It's also our understanding that this is not an isolated incident. This has happened to our plaintiff, but it's also something that's happened on a regular basis to other rescuers and volunteers within the system when they try to speak up about egregious violations within the shelter system. And so we really want to bring a stop to that so that people can speak up freely about what's happening and that the issues can be addressed for the benefit of the animals.
Okay. We have about a minute and a half left, so I wanted to see what other issues you might want to address, both you and Nathan.
Well, Bob, if I can jump in, I mean, if you look at examples in places like Charlottesville, Virginia, upstate New York, Reno, Nevada, you know, San Francisco, other places that have willingly embraced the philosophy that animals should be treated kindly and that their lives are precious and they should be saved, you'll see communities that have reduced rates of shelter killing by unprecedented levels, and they've done so very, very quickly. And I wish there was some law out there that we can force LA County to embrace the no-kill philosophy and the programs that make it possible. But short of that, we are going to make damn sure that, in fact, they don't kill animals that could be saved, that they provide them the necessary veterinary care, and moreover, that they at least provide them adequate food, water, shelter, and treat them kindly. And ultimately, that's what this lawsuit is about.
Okay. Should the public respond, get involved with you in any way?
We'd always love help. If people have information, if they want to help financially support the lawsuit, if they just want to come forward and lend their name to the cause, they can do that through the No-Kill Advocacy Center's website. Again, that's at nokilladvocacycenter.org. There's a lot of information about the lawsuit, and they can learn about it and find ways for them to get involved.
Well, I want to thank you, Nathan Winograd, for all the work you do, and Orly Dagani for all of the excellent legal work you do on behalf of the animals, too. Thanks for being on Go Vegan with Bob Linden today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. It's great having you here. Coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Michelle Ali Grubb. She's the co-founder of Peaceful Prairie Sanctuary in Colorado. We will discuss humane meat. That coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this show with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com. We really need your help to make this happen. L.A. alone costs $1,500 a week, so I need 15 people to donate $100 or 30 people to donate $50 for sure to cover the show this week, and then we have to cover another city. So please help us out at goveganradio.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
Yes, the planet's first and only vegan radio program in commercial radio, on network radio, having been on Air America the past 6 months, and now the Green Radio Network. And do we have the website up yet? GreenRadioNetwork.org. If it's not up yet, it's any day now, and you'll see what we're doing there as we make the association that to be green, you have to eat green, and that's by going vegan. And we were talking a little earlier with Nathan Winograd and his attorney, Orly Dagani, regarding a lawsuit against the county shelters in Los Angeles and freedom of speech issue related to that. And I'm involved with a freedom of speech issue lawsuit myself. I'm one of the Beverly Hills Four. We have a lawsuit against the city of Beverly Hills and the restaurant, Wolfgang Puck's restaurant, Spago. A couple of years ago, we went there to protest foie gras and veal, and an illegal permit was issued by the city of Beverly Hills from a request from Spago, and totally unconstitutional, trampling on our rights, unbelievable. The restaurant said it feared a protest. Well, you can't close a public sidewalk for fear of protest. And I know I shouldn't mention Wolfgang Puck's become a hero to a lot of people in the animal movement. I'm not quite sure what to make. I know he's promoting things he's saying, the more humane meat, and things are cage-free, and the veal now is a popular item, being crate-free veal. I don't know if I actually feel good about that kind of progress, but sometimes I don't really know what to feel, and I have to admit I'm quite conflicted about what's going on. There's a lot of controversy in the animal rights world about whether we should be supporting what's considered to be humane meat, or if there is such a thing, or if we should just demand that people go vegan as the real thing to do. And today we're talking to Michelle Ali Grubb. She's co-founder of the Peaceful Prairie Sanctuary in Colorado. And welcome, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing just well. How are you today?
Terrific. Thanks. Happy to have you with us. I am conflicted. I want the least possible suffering for animals. I want us to do the best thing for animals that we could possibly do. And I want to know more about humane meat and what's behind it. And I understand you have impressions and opinions yourself of what's going on with this movement now.
Yeah, well, first of all, the least possible suffering would be to not inflict it on anyone, period. And that's where the concept of humane meat just doesn't float. It's not possible to inflict exploitation, pain, suffering, fear, and eventual murder on any of these victims and call that humane. It's just simply not possible. So if we want to be the most effective advocates for the most defenseless of all animals, farmed animals, it's really our job to tell their stories, not offer up the life of one animal for another, i.e. a hen that is enslaved in a facility that's labeled cage-free versus a hen who is enslaved in a facility that's labeled battery-caged. For both of those hens, they are both living in hell, and both of them have experienced the death of their brothers at the hatcheries. Doesn't matter whether an egg is labeled cage-free, free-range, organic. They all come from the same hatcheries. Those hatcheries kill all of the baby brothers. They're shipped in similar ways. They're all considered spent at the same time in their very, very young lives. They're only 1.5 to 2 years old. They're children, and their lives are over, and they've lived nothing but hell through those entire lives. So they are victims either way, no matter what the label on the egg carton says. Those hens have lived through hell and are going to be killed at a very early age when their poor bodies cannot withstand one more day of having to lay eggs and simply can't do it physically anymore. Mm. So that's really our job, is to give the whole story. We want to expose the horrors of battery-caged and factory farming and all of that, but to imply that there is a humane alternative and that something else is not factory farmed just because it has a different label on it is really not the case. I mean, I look the victims in the face every single day. I look at their little mutilated beaks. Most of the hens here at the sanctuary have been rescued from the dead piles, from the spent piles at these so-called cage-free, free-range, organic egg production facilities. And I can tell you, their lives have been hell. And if they survive that process and we're able to rescue them, they can live possibly another 10 years. But when we first get them, their bodies are as featherless, are as broken, their souls are as defeated as any hen in a battery operation would be. And like I said before, their brothers are equally dead.
And we don't feel that it's better for them to be out of the cage. That makes it worth it. I mean, people keep saying to me, but it would be better. What if you were in the cage? Wouldn't you be yelling help? I mean, it just doesn't improve their situation.
You know, for the hens that live in those facilities, first of all, it's just one big cage. They're crammed into these facilities. They're still debeaked. They're still force molted. Their lives, for them, that life is an absolute living hell. Whether they're in that cage or not, that's the part of the picture that's not being told. We want people to know about the horrors of battery-caged production, but we also want people to know about the horrors of so-called cage-free and free-range production, and that's the part of the story that's not being told. And if we just tell that truth, the consumers are not misled into believing that these hens are frolicking in the sun, that they're laying their eggs in straw-filled nests. They're in these facilities in their own feces for their entire lives. The only time that those facilities are cleaned out is when all of their bodies are taken out to be killed and a fresh batch is put in. So it's not a better thing. It's not a step in the right direction. When you're offering up the life of one animal for another, there's something fundamentally wrong there.
So you and I agree that the best solution is that we all go vegan, but we don't have a very vegan public. And I have people saying to me, you know, they're involved with promoting humane farming, humane meat. They say that this allows them to raise people's awareness, and maybe this is a step toward ending factory farms.
Well, I see the exact opposite being true. You know, if you want to raise awareness, tell the full truth. Don't tell a half truth. Tell the full truth. Tell the truth about what's happening. First of all, know the truth, and that's a big problem. I mean, I meet vegans, I meet non-vegans all the time. They all seem to think that this is some wonderland for hens in these cage-free facilities. It absolutely is not. They don't know, and I really implore them to do their research on what these facilities are like. Know that all of the roosters are still killed. Know that these hens are still killed. Know that their life is a living hell. It is not a humane, wonderful existence. Not even a good existence. It is a miserable existence for them. That is their life. That is what they know, and it's absolute hell. So I just wish that they would know what it is that they're promoting, because it's really not humane by any stretch of the imagination.
So it's not an improvement. It's not an improvement to have pigs out of gestation crates, for example, also, or the veal calves out of the tight confinement, and then they're called crate free. Although now that's I believe a bestseller now at Spago restaurant. I don't want people to be encouraged by this and think, oh, it's okay to eat meat.
Right, and that's exactly what's happening. They are encouraged by that. They do have misinformation. They then think that, you know, because nobody wants to think that they're an animal abuser. Nobody wants to believe that. They want it. They tell themselves and they fully believe that they abhor cruelty to animals. Yet they're being told by sources that they respect that this is a humane alternative. And I can tell you, for those victims, there's nothing humane about the way that they live, the way that they die, the emotional, physical pain and sorrow and agony and torture that they go through, and then of course the ultimate horror of being murdered at such a young age. There's simply no way to put a humane label on that.
I saw on your Peaceful Prairie website, you show the hens who are looking to hide so nobody sees them. They're just so fearful in their lives, and that's all just so sad that they just, you know, want to hide and, you know, not be seen. We have less than a minute right now. Maybe you can stay with us past the break for a second, but I do want to know what your solution is then. I mean,
it's what it's always been. We have information about. It's the reason I went vegan. I was told, I learned, I certainly was not raised vegan. I don't know very many people who were. I think most of us who have gone vegan, who really truly want to live a compassionate, humane lifestyle, we learned about what we were contributing to. If we are paying for egg production, dairy production, flesh production, no matter what the label says, we are paying for torture and murder of innocent, defenseless victims. So the alternative is for us to simply tell the truth, educate the public. If we're going to educate the public about the horrors of battery cage production, then we need to be educating them about the horrors of cage-free production, and then let them make their consumer choice, and hopefully they will no longer support cruelty and know that they're not supporting cruelty, instead of being duped into thinking that they're making a humane choice when in fact they're not. And
okay,
like you said, go to our website and watch that video. Look into those faces.
And tell us the website?
PeacefulPrairie.org.
PeacefulPrairie.org. Michelle Ali Grubbs, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate the work you're doing, and we'll stay in touch and have you on again in the future.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks so much, Michelle.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, NUTRU.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco 10-6. Also order from veganessentials.com. Nutru, NUTRU.com. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods. Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Listener supported. Please support this radio program with a donation at goveganradio.com. It would be greatly appreciated. Also, please patronize the sponsors of this show. That's the other way we raise the money so we can be on the air for the animals, for the environment, for your health. Thank you to Veginase and Lotus Foods, Vegan Essentials, Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, and the wonderful restaurants around Los Angeles. Go to Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills. Head on over there tonight. You'll enjoy it. Truly Vegan in Hollywood is another excellent restaurant in the L.A. area. Also, Omega Zen 3 from Nutru, so you can get your essential fatty acids without depleting the oceans. Sunshine Burger, farmfreshtoyou.com. Herbivore Restaurant, Cafe Gratitude in the San Francisco area, and V Dog Food. Thank you so much for your support of this program. It costs $4,500 weekly. I need your help. The Great American Meat Out is coming up. It's the first day of spring every year. So get involved. Get active for animals this March. Maybe you want to host a meat out event in your community. You can go online and get started. Go to meatout.org, meatout.org, or you can call 800-MEAT-OUT. And wherever you travel in the known universe, if you want to know if there's a vegan restaurant nearby or a health food store, natural food store, go to happycow.net, happycow.net. In a few weeks, what is it? It'll be the end of March when we'll have Neil Barnard on this program, the president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. If you got a copy of that organization's Good Medicine, some interesting health studies in there. Whole grains, whole grain intake reduces risk of type 2 diabetes. A recent study funded by the National Institutes of Health tracked the diet and health of 161,737 women participating in the Nurses' Health Studies 1 and 2. It turned out that those who made whole grain foods a big part of the menu, and they had the lowest risk of type 2 diabetes. The researchers that conducted conducted a meta analysis to combine the results of five previous studies. On average, every serving of whole grains that's part of a person's daily diet cuts diabetes risk by about 10%. Whole grains include such foods as whole wheat, rolled oats, brown rice, buckwheat, and quinoa. And here's another article. The Atkins diet harms blood vessels. Researchers at the University of Maryland Hospital in Baltimore compared three popular diets and their effects on health. The Atkins, South Beach, and Ornish diets were tested in 18 adults who completed 1 month on each diet. The Atkins diet, which derives about 50% of calories from fat, caused LDL, or bad cholesterol, to increase by an average of 15.4 points. The South Beach diet, a 30% fat diet, reduced LDL by 10.2 points, and the Ornish diet, which derives 10% of calories from fat, reduced LDL cholesterol by 25.5 points. And in addition, the Atkins diet reduced blood vessel dilation and increased inflammation associated with blood clots, possibly causing long-term damage to blood vessels. Carbohydrates are associated with weight control. In a recent review published in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, an exercise physiologist at the University of Virginia assessed the effects of carbohydrate quantity and quality of weight control. And the author found that the more carbohydrate the participants ate, the lower their body weight. Both whole and refined grains were found to be inversely related to body mass index, although the relationship was more pronounced with whole grains. So that's interesting there. On the, you want to get off that Fatkins diet, huh? The USDA's oversight of meat safety is being criticized. There's an article in the LA Times talking about how the USDA announced recently that it was shutting down operations at a Chino-based meat producer after hidden video cameras showed workers they're using various inhumane methods to force downer or non-ambulatory animals who could, animals who couldn't walk. They were forced to their feet and to the slaughter box. Well, we know that there are increased risks of mad cow disease from eating downer animals, but you know, meat is a downer anyway, isn't it? A Kansan has died of a disease related to mad cow. In the Wichita Eagle, health officials believe a Kansas man died of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a rare disease that affects the central nervous system and turns brain tissue spongy. There is no cure to mad cow disease, to Creutzfeldt-Jakob. And also, Britain may never be rid of the variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease threat without screening. Variant CJD, the human form of mad cow disease, may never disappear from the UK, it says here, because of risk from blood transfusions and surgical equipment. And this is from Professor James Ironside, National CJD Surveillance Unit at Edinburgh University. Concerns have been raised that the disease caused by humans eating meat infected with cattle in the 1980s and 1990s could be lying dormant in thousands of people, and the disease could show show in the future. So the mad cow ban also leads to a shortage of European sperm. So can't have those blonde, blue-eyed children from Scandinavia because the sperm is being banned. Anyway, I appreciate your listening to this week's program. I want to thank you, and please support us. It costs $4,500 weekly to have a program on like this for the animals. Go to goveganradio.com. Make your tax-deductible donation there. And thanks for listening. We'll talk again next week. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. The Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. The Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. The Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.